Marty Posen.
So this Sunday is Lamed Gimel, like Boimer, the 33rd day of Boimer. We know like Boimer, there's lots of simcha, lots of excitement in the air. Why are we so simcha like Boimer? So there's the mainly two famous reasons. The first reason is the Meiri on the Sukkim Nivomus already points out. It's the day the Talmidim and Rabbi Kiva stopped dying. Either they finished dying completely, or they just didn't die like Boimer itself, different Mahalchim and how it worked. But even though the whole 49 days of Sfiras Omer was filled with mourning for the Talmidim and Rabbi Kiva, the 33rd day they didn't die, or they stopped dying completely on that day, and they didn't die thereafter. The Taz asks that if you're going to say they finished dying like Omer, that was the last day, after they didn't die, why do some people keep the second half of the Omer, Slav Avilus, after like Omer? If you're going to say they never died after like Omer, why is the Avilus after like Omer? Why is the Avilus after like Omer? Says the Taz al-Khanami, according to that sad, there was no more deaths after like Omer, and there shouldn't be any more Avilus. The reason why we have Avilus is because this period, this time of Sfiras Omer, throughout the generations, as many Gzeiros, as many times heathen were killed, and because of that, this period is a time of mourning. And it's not dafka for the Avelus, it's not dafka because of the Talmid Rebbe Akiva, it's because of all the other sorrows that happened during this period, during this time of Sfiras Omer.
Does anyone
So there's at least three Mahalchim and how exactly they died, when it was the whole time, except for like Omer, was it only the first half? There's different Mahalchim how it happened, and the Rebbe Machlokes is exactly what went on. The Rabbanan
agrees not like Omer.
Everyone is like women, they didn't die. Although, even though we say like women, they didn't die, partially they did die, but it was the last, according to the tzad that they stopped dying, that was the last day. Rav Shimon ben Yochai was also, we're going to get to the Yotzai as well. It's another reason why we have Simcha like women, because he was Niftah Hasuwa. Yes, he was Talmid Rabbi Akiva as well. The Chasam Sofer gives a different reason. The Chasam Sofer says, the reason why we're so for Simcha like Boimer is a steering Chasam Sofer about this. I was sharing this morning about Pesach Sheni. He says that the morn started coming down on Pesach Sheni. The problem is, he also says it came down like Boimer, started on like Boimer. So we have a steering Chasam Sofer. That's one of the reasons they bring down the morn started falling on like Boimer. There was a cause of celebration. But then there's the famous reason, Brach Yisuf, Chaya Adam, Arach Shulchan, many, almost all of them bring down. It was the outside of Shimon Bar Yochai. It was the day that the town of Shimon Bar Yochai was Nifta, was like Boimer. Shimon Bar Yochai was one of the greatest Tanoim that ever lived. Reb Chia, we know Reb Chia from the Gemara, Reb Chia said before he went to Shimon Bar Yochai, he was so scared, he was shaking. And when he came to Shimon Bar Yochai, he couldn't even look at him. The Kedusha that he had, the purity of Shimon Bar Yochai, Reb Chia said it frightened him to such a level, he couldn't even look at him. Rishon ben Gamliel as well told his son Rabbi, he said, when you go to Shimon Bar Yochai, you should know that when he speaks, when he does anything, in Shemayim, the whole Shemayim, they shake from Shimon Bar Yochai. That's how much Kedusha he had. He wasn't just a regular Tana, he was one of the higher Tanoim. You can say something about the Tanoim, he was one of the higher level. And he was one of the Tanoim that completely changed about the whole face of Torah Shebaal Peh. Published the Zohar, as we know, the Zohar was Shimon Bar Yochai, and he did so much change in Torah Shebaal Peh, and so much significance is attached to Shimon Bar Yochai more than anyone else. Shimon Pinkas points out, there's no day in the whole year that there's so much emphasis put onto one personality, onto one person. Even Moshe Rabbeinu, there's no day Moshe Rabbeinu. There's no songs really about anyone besides Shimon Bar Yochai, and he says this reason he completely changed, such a change about, such a turnover, and he brought down the whole Kabbalah aspect, Yiddishkeit, the Zohar, and he taught how every mitzvah we do, every little mitzvah we do, there's so much going on in the Elohim Sagadashim, and because he taught us this important lesson, there's a lot of significance to Shimon Bar Yochai. Some say a little bit different, that this was the day he left the cave. We know he said about the Romans, everything they do is for themselves, and the Romans found out, wanted to kill him. He ran away to the cave and hid. And after 12 years, then 13 years, he came out. And this was the day he came out like Boimer, because he came out of the cave. On this day, we have a lot of simcha, because this day it wasn't, besides being the day he died, the reason for the simcha is not because he died, rather it was the day he came out of the cave. Many ask the obvious question, why are we celebrating someone's death? It's clear that even the year he died, the day he actually died, he told his Talmidim to be besimcha. And every year, a yahrzeit is not necessarily a cause for simcha. They'll make a siyum, wish l'chaim. So there's a little bit of simcha, but why is there so much simcha on the day that someone died? There's various ma'achim given. Although the question is really better than the answers given are all a little bit shver. But the question they all point out. Some say the reason for the celebration is because he linked the two things together. He went to the cave because the Romans wanted to kill him. They found they didn't kill him, it was a big simcha. But at any time they could have caught up and killed him. The day he was nifta, we realized the Romans never got to him. And in fact, he lived out his whole life and he died out of old age. And therefore, the day he died is megala this that the Romans never got him. Therefore, the day he died is the reason for celebration to point out this nekuda that he managed to escape from the Romans and he lived out his life in full. Before he was nifta, the day he was nifta, he gave out lots of secrets. He wrote the Zohar, the second part of the Zohar, he wrote on the day of nifta. And he taught a lot of Torah, Torah Shabbat Peh, Zohar, Kabbalah. He taught on the day he was nifta. So Chazal tell us that the sun, it was coming towards the end of the day, and the sun didn't say, he told the sun to hold, and the sun stood still in the sky, and he had to finish off, he had so much to say, he didn't have time, therefore he made the day stop, the sun didn't move, and he finished off all his secrets, he gave over the end of the Zohar. And with the end of the day was when he finished. It says that the sun set and it was dark and they didn't know why he stopped talking. Eventually he realized he was taken ifta. And therefore this day is a very special day. He gave over so many secrets of the Torah and the sun stood still for him and didn't move. As well, Chazal tells us there was a fire around the house, like the bris of Elisha, the Gemara tells us there was a fire around the house as he taught the Torah. And therefore because of the fire around the house, it to stress this point, that's one of the reasons why people make fire for Lag BaOmer. The reason for fires is, there's various reasons given, either because of the fire that came down on the last day, or because the sun, to represent the sun, stayed in the sky, to represent the Torah as Megala, to represent the Ta'ish. All these ideas are represented in the fire as part of the celebration you do for Lag BaOmer. There's another Yahrzeit in Lag BaOmer, that's the Yahrzeit of the Ramah. The Ramah Ashkenazim will follow the Pesach of the Ramah, he was Nifta on Lag BaOmer, he was 33 years old. And he was Nifta on Lag BaOmer again, some people go to the Ramah's Kiva, people make fires there as well. Another yahrzeit which has to be remembered on Lag BaOmer. Now there's lots of celebration Lag BaOmer. Rav Adin Baratanur already wrote many years ago in year Reish Ram Tess, it's 1489, he writes to his brother, people go to Meron and people make celebrations, they dance and make fires. So you can see this minhag is going back quite a long time. Marachan, Chidor, many others, mainly those that specialize in Kabbalah, they went to the cave of Shimon Bar Yochai, they danced. They had music, whatever music they could do. Back then, there was no keyboards. They made music and they danced, and they made fires on Lag BaOmer. Many point out the main avoid of the day, Shimon Bar Yochai represented the Torah Shebaal Peh. The main avoid of the day is the Torah Shebaal Peh, which to us, not only in Kabbalah, is going to be the Shas, Gemara. Many learn all the Gemaras of Shimon Bar Yochai's name in. Some learn the Zohar, there are those that made the Siyum on the, on Lag BaOmer, Siyum on the Zohar. We now one of the grandchildren of the Baal Shem Tov, he's making a siyum on Lag BaOmer on the Zohar, because the Zohar is from Bar Yochai. But those of us who aren't doing Zohar, aren't doing Kabbalah, at least to spend the day learning Gemara a little bit extra than usual, because Gemara was part of the Torah Shebaal Peh, which was from Bar Yochai and the other Talmidim of Kiva reinstated after they all been killed out. They brought the Torah Shebaal Peh back to represent the idea. Torah Shebaal Peh is a big Indian on the day of Lag BaOmer. There were many literature gedolim, ikar literature gedolim, which didn't have to partake in the celebrations. And Rabbi Chaim Steinbeck's driver, Asawito, told me that he was driving past one night, Lag BaOmer night. He was driving past Meron, come back from a Talmud Chasna. And he said to Rabbi Chaim Pinchas, we're half an hour from Meron, let's go. Rabbi Chaim Pinchas was learning, didn't even look up, he just said, Vaita, carry on learning. No time for celebrations. I remember once by Rabbi Yashiv discussing the Kavorim. He said he'd never been to Svas Meron in Tver in his life. Rabbi Yashiv had never been there, never seen a need to go up north. I saw Chaim Kievsky writes, someone asked him, should they go to Meron? He writes, little Torah, sin, learn. The main aspect of the day is the Torah Shebaal Peh, sin, learn. So I saw someone asked him, he's Chassid Shehid, and his Rebbe goes, he says, if you have special circumstances, you want to go for whatever reason, he says, then feed the Malkum, feed his man, depending on what circumstances are, you can go. But Be'ik, he said, the day is meant for Torah, Torah Shebaal Peh, that's the celebration of the day. So there were different reasons why we said they light the fire, either because the fire around the house, the sun stayed up, the Torah, there was Megala, all the secrets of Torah represented by fire. There's the meaning of having haircuts by Meron as well. The Shari Tshuva already on the Shulchan Aruch brings down that from Chaim Vital writes that Arizal used to, Arizal took his son there and gave him a haircut there. To those they'll say it's because they couldn't do during the Omer, and it came like Omer, and they were in Meron, so that was worked out. Now, the exact connection between doing a haircut and Shem Baichai is very, very hard. Just to explain why you give a haircut when the 3 years old is difficult enough. Why do it in Meron and unlike Omer is even more difficult. You see the Sforim trying to put together a reason, represents Shem Baichai, the pairs, Yiddishkeit, they try and make a little bit of a connection. But the real answer is very, well, it's not very hard, it's almost impossible to explain why the minhag came about. But that was the minhag, and it already goes back to the times of the Arizal, which was quite a while back. The Arizal was the one that brought out the Zohar. The Zohar was hidden for over 800 years. No one knew where it was, and then it came, someone found it. It was a Goyish king that found it and he gave it to the Eden. And then it was hidden, no one could explain it. And the Arizal was the one that really brought the Zohar, put it on the market, as you'd say. He brought it down and explained it. And therefore, he was the one that went to Shem Baichai's Keva and made a big celebration there. He found a lot of connection between him and Shem Baichai, through the Kabbalah, through the Zohar. So that's having a haircut. Bows and arrows, very popular. Bows and arrows are like Bo'imeh. That's really simpler because he never saw a rainbow because he's such a tzaddik. Chazal tells when someone's a tzaddik, they're making on the whole dough. He didn't see a rainbow. To represent the idea, we do bow and arrows, the bow of the arrow, the bow of the rainbow. That's the connection of the rainbow to like Bo'imeh, the bow and arrow to like Bo'imeh. There's many shalas in the gate to us as well regarding haircuts. When can one have a haircut? Normally we know like Bo'imeh, you can have a haircut, shave, trim. Unlike Bo'imeh, we know that we said earlier that Mixazim Kukulai, because there was some hold that the Tamidim died unlike Bo'imeh, so you just like Avelis, it ends on the last day, but you still have a little bit of Avelis on the last day. I mean, like Bo'imeh, so I want to have a haircut, and normally, not like this year, normally, we're like Bo'imeh is supposed to Tuesday, so you have to wait for Tuesday morning to have a haircut, not Monday night. This year, the same thing. You can't have a haircut before Sunday morning. It means you couldn't well have Motzei Shabbos. But the Ramah says, look over Shabbos, you're allowed to have on Friday. Which means Friday...
By night, yes.
Sorry?
By music by night, yes.
Oh, hold on, we'll get to music. We're going to get to that. Okay. So, Dvaila haircuts. So, haircuts, this year you're allowed to have on Friday, look over Shabbos. You're allowed to have a haircut on Friday. But not Thursday night, not Motzei Shabbos. Motzei Shabbos is well not. It's either Sunday, like what you mean, or Kovach Shabbos. Yeah. Once you miss Kovach Shabbos, like what you mean, most Shabbos don't miss.
Sunday when?
As soon as you like, because it makes him cooler, it starts ready for my Alois. Listen for Alois. No, as soon as you like. Friday, some say Pur Chazay, some say Tafka Aft Chazay. So whatever you do, you've got someone to rely on. But Beikui Baskin, Sunday, no problem haircuts. Friday, no problem haircuts. The others say Thursday night, if you have to, if it's kids, you can't do it later. Thursday night is what to talk about, but the Etzim should really be on Friday.
Those who don't have a haircut on that Bo'imah, only Lad Bo'imah, they can have a haircut.
Oh, that's a good shayla. Those that don't have Lad Bo'imah. There are those that say no, because all that is Sunday. Sunday can't have a haircut, just after Shabbos, put it early. Monday is already 2 days off. So that's already tricky. Someone who has maybe only Lad Bo'imah, he might not be able to have a haircut on Friday. It's always good to know to have a haircut in the covered Shabbos. As we have on Friday, always you can see people have a haircut Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Never understood it. If you have a haircut, do it look over Shabbos. Chabra and Nochamitzah with your haircut. You should always have a look over Shabbos. Music, what about music? So it's really, the Shaila is no different this year to another year. Every year you have the Shaila. Obviously, there's no music look over Shabbos. So no music on Friday. But can you have music in the night of like Boyme? Be'etzim, Medin Shulchan Aruch, come to the Ramah of Ashkenazim. It's the same thing as haircuts, mixzim kikule, which means the heta would really only start like way in the morning. Begs the question, plenty of places to go to, there is music in the night. So what's going on? So the first heta to know, the main heta, this is in Gans and Mutter, but only applies to certain people, depends on what you're keeping. Those who are keeping the first half, you know, and like Bo'im in the morning, there would be no heta. Those that are doing 33 days, not the days of Tachm, however they work it out, they can have the full 24 hours of like Bo'im. So if you're working like your cheshbon, not with the first and second half, then you'll be able to start music the night before. It's those of us which keep the first half, it ends like Bo'im in the morning. But if you're doing those days, which there's no Tachm, which also 33 days, then the whole like Bo'im you have free. Which means you will start the night before, not like us that need the 33rd day to be part of the 33 days of Avelis. Those of us keep the first half in the 33 days. Like maybe morning is the heta, not before. Those that do 33 days jumbled up, they can have the whole 24 hour period of like maybe, which is going to be mutter them to have music. The others say the Tzorich Mitzvah. If it's called a mitzvah, is it called a mitzvah? Okay, so it depends who you are, where you're coming from. Some say Tzorich Mitzvah. Some say if other people put on music for whatever reason, they have their heta, then you can join. You don't put it on, you're just there, you're part of it. The music's on for them, you can be part of it. It gets a little bit tricky. Lemayah said many people do have music. Meron, they have music. And the heta, they rely on the ikas, they do a different cheshbon. Alma, you're going to have to say, soich mitzah, there's a heta. Okay, a little bit tricky. To put music on at home, really, you should avoid it if you can. Don't put on, because be'ikah, mishmura, paskins, he does bring a machlokes and shatzil, but be'ikah, paskins, it's got to be like bo'imah morning, not before. What happens if it comes like bo'imah, someone says to you, what's today? Is he like bo'imah? Can he still count for his own with a bracha? You know, first night, he comes, what was it, first night? You missed it. So lag bo'imah, is that called counting? So here, all the voices point out, of course, it's not called counting, because lag is not a number, no number, lag, and lag is spelled in lamad, aleph gimel, should be 34. So lag is not counting. There are those who try to avoid it, machrim say, you know, whatever they say, someone says lag bo'imah. But by etim, someone says lag bo'imah tonight, you still count the brocha, because lag is not a number, and you've got to always say a number for counting. Sorry?
Days and weeks as well.
Also, but be'ikah, you wouldn't make a bracha if you'd say it tonight. It's 15. If it would be 15 tonight, you wouldn't make a bracha even though you'd have to still carry again. A big cause for simcha is the most exciting thing any Jew could ever have. No tachnun. Very exciting, no tachnun on Lag Ba'omer. It's a day of simcha. There's a story from brought down of Ram Halevi, was a Yid in Sfas, very, very chosh v'yid. Arizal said he had the neshama, he had the nitzotis, whatever that means, of Yirmiyahu HaNavi, and he used to cry about the golos every single night. He used to go around waking everyone up at chatzos, he used to bring the whole Sfas together to shul, and he used to sit together saying tikkun chatzos, and crying about the churban until the morning. And Arizal once told him, Aksin Shemaim, that your time has come, you're meant to be nifta. And if you want to live longer, if you go to the Koisel and see the Shechina in Avelus by the Koisel, you can live another 24 years. And he went there, the whole story, he was there, he was crying and he fell down and he banged his head, he fell unconscious and he had a dream. And the Shechina told him, B'schus you, the Mashiach was going to come. Whole long story. What happened was, he was once chazan on Lag Ba'omer in Meron by Avshim Ba'ichai, and he was crying when he came to Yerushalayim Mircha, and he had a minig, we say Nachim, in Mincha, on Tisha B'Av, he said it every single day, he said Nachim, and he said on Lag Ba'omer as well. And Shimon Bar Yochai came to the Arizal in a dream and said, what's going on? This Rama lady saying, Nachim, on my day of Simcha, Lag Ba'omer, which is such a day of Simcha. He said, because of that, something's going to happen to him, and Tachi had a big tzor after that. But you see, in the story, firstly, Mon Ram explains that up here, this is the Techanun. But you see that the, like, Ba'imeh, whatever it is, whether you do hold, don't hold, do fast, don't do fast, do good to Ram, don't do good to Ram, it's definitely day of Simcha, big day of Simcha, so much so, they're not saying Techanun. And the other aspect of it is the Torah Shavar Peh, to remember the Torah and to try and do Chazora, at least on the Gemara Shem Ba'ichai, or in any Gemara Pesachos of Shem Ba'ichai. I remember that he was Megali, he reinstated after all the Talmidim died, he reinstated the Gemara, the Shas, Bavli that we have is B'schus, four of them, but Shem Ba'ichai is one of them. And B'schus that should be an aleph, as Neshama, even without the fire, we can have given an aleph to Neshama with learning Gemara. Okay. Yeah.